back with my colleagues, Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. Ernesto, I come to you with a story again involving a Supreme Court justice, this time not in Venezuela issuing arrest warrants, but in Brasilia issuing threats of confiscation. Well, that's one way of talking about shutting down a social media site. Confiscation against the world's richest man, actually the solar system's richest man, Elon Musk. The headlines these last days have been confusing. Right now, the New York Times headline says, Musk backs down to Demarais, Alexander Demarais. What is it that Demarais accused Musk of doing that he's said to be backing down from?
Well, John, this is a very important story for freedom of expression worldwide, not only in Brazil, and we have to watch it very carefully. So it starts with Moraes, under the authority of the Supreme Court, issuing warrants against X in order to for X to remove the accounts of several, let's say, right-wing conservative voices on X. So Musk initially did comply, and then he started to say, well, this is illegal, and apparently it is illegal. I mean, from the point of view of many law experts in Brazil, it is illegal. There's no legal basis for the Moraes to ask X to completely ban those accounts. You can't, of course, you can't sue someone for saying something and then remove a specific posting online, but not just ban people from life on X. So Musk said, okay, I won't comply with orders that are illegal inside Brazilian law. Moraes then threatened to arrest the legal representatives of X in Brazil. And Elon Musk decided not to have any legal representation in Brazil anymore in order not to expose those people to that sort of violence from Demarais. Then Demarais alleged that if you're a social network, you need to have a legal representative in Brazil, otherwise you have to be shut down, which is also doubtful under Brazilian law. And he did suspend, order the Brazilian Communications Authority to suspend X, and that's where we are. After that, I mean, he still wanted X to pay fines for the days that it kept banned people on air on X. X did not comply initially, and Demarais is going after Starlink for paying the fines issued against X, which is totally illegal because, okay, Elon Musk is an owner or partly owner of both companies, but you cannot, just because of that, you cannot go against one company and instead of the one which is in issue. So, but the fact is, probably Elon Musk decided to comply with those apparently illegal measures in order to get X back in Brazil. It was already clear that it wouldn't be possible otherwise. And I think there's a technical issue that he alleged in terms of the algorithms of X. If you stay out of such an important market as Brazil, the algorithms for some reason might start to suffer. But also, I think politically, he thought it's more important for his message, for Elon Musk's message, to be available for Brazilians, even if many conservative voices in Brazil won't be there. But at least you'll be back with this. It's the only platform that allows for the discussion of several important political issues in Brazil. It's not a question of hate speech or misinformation. It's a question of anything that is really critical of the current government, of the current behavior of the Supreme Court, does not found another platform as free for discussion as X. So I think Musk wants to go back to allow that discussion to go on. And then, I mean, I think we'll still see that sort of strong arm competition. So probably Demarais will keep trying to ban other people from X, and Elon Musk will react differently. But it's been a nightmare for Brazilians recently because X is the only platform that is really open for political discussion. We have elections, local elections, 2 weeks from now. Candidates that rely heavily on social networks are suffering a lot from the absence of Vax. So, and they tend to be the conservative candidates. So, I think it's a tactical move by Elon Musk. But of course, it can be read as the victory for the thugs, victory for the bullies, a victory for this illegal and constitutional behavior of the Supreme Court.
Joseph, listening to Ernesto's explanation, it occurs to me this is a model that can be used in Venezuela, in Colombia, in Bolivia. Do you hear that, that they can use the Supreme Court to shut down dissent?
Well, yeah, I think in Venezuela, Bolivia, in Nicaragua, that's already happened. So their Supreme Court, as we were discussing before, John, their Supreme Court is pretty much a kangaroo court, and it pretty much just behaves as another branch of the dictatorship inside the country. But this is a threat to other countries in Latin America that are moving towards that version of authoritarianism, that form of juristocracy. I'd say there's about 8 or 9 countries in Latin America right now where there's a huge, intense political battle for capture of the highest courts of the land and the prosecutors, the attorney general's office. So that's like Panama, that's Peru, that's Guatemala. And in fact, that's Honduras as well. Something also happened recently in Honduras where the courts made a kind of unconstitutional move, claiming that in defense of the Constitution, which is they expropriated upwards of $150 million of American investments. And so these are the kind of actions that I think we're starting to see where the courts are doing unconstitutional things in the name of their constitutions, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense. Joseph Umar, as much sense as Maduro arresting Malay. Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.